This morning, Ford Education Association President Andy Ford proposed a short-term increase in the state's sales tax dedicated to all levels of public schools. Speaking of the FEA's annual delegate assembly in Tampa, Ford noted that public schools had undergone drastic cuts over the past two school years and that the temporary sales tax increase would tide public schools over until the state economy improved. Mark Pudlow is a spokesman for the Ford Education Association.
We understand that we've had a couple of bad budget years. This current budget year is going to get worse once the legislature comes back after the November elections. And we have an economic outlook that looks to be challenging again for the next couple of years. So Andy Ford today at the Florida Education Association Delegate Assembly, our annual convention, proposed a 1 cent sales tax increase for the next 3 years, dedicated entirely to public education at all levels, so that that we can make sure that that we weather this economic storm and that our children don't pay the price for a bad economy.
Mark, I know that in his speech, Andy Ford said that even in the best of times, public education in Florida has been severely underfinanced in comparison with other states, and the past two budgets have made the situation far worse.
That's absolutely correct. We have an economic downturn, and we've seen this current budget year and last budget year education financing cut. We're down to one of the lowest states. If you compare us with all the rest of the states, we're now down near the bottom in every meaningful measure of education funding, and that's at the pre-K level, at elementary schools, high schools, at university levels. We do more with less. We fund public education less than just about every other state in the union, and that's in good times. These last 2 years have made that situation even worse. The gap has increased even more. You know, we've tried over the last few years to talk to legislators about doing something about some of the sales tax exemptions that are out there, maybe going out and searching for money from cigarette taxes, look at perhaps coming up with a way to collect the sales tax that's due on internet sales. All of these have fallen on deaf ears. So now we're down to what looks like the last option available. And we hope that the governor will embrace this and legislators will embrace it, because if not, there's going to be more budget cuts the rest of this school year and next year. We're going to have fewer teachers in the classroom, fewer support people in the classroom, and the situation is going to get more and more dire. Well, and why should the children that are in school now pay the price for a bad economy?
Democrat Bill Heller represents St. Petersburg in the Florida House of Representatives. Saying desperate times require desperate means, he supports Ford's call for a short-term sales tax for education.
You know, I think this is a feasible kind of a way to deal with the situation and the crisis actually we face with our public schools. And while I have real trouble with the sales tax, because I really do think it's regressive, in this particular sense, it helps poor children as well as, rich children. It's not discriminatory in terms of what is applied. And our poor children, our socioeconomically disadvantaged kids, need every break. You can't take a chance on letting the quality of education for them and their access to it be at risk. So I think, again, this is a measure that on a short-term basis would help us. And I think it's something that the general population would support, because it's for kids, and it's definitely earmarked to go to the schools.
And we've certainly had these conversations in the past, Representative Heller, and that is that Florida is, of course, in many ways does not fund education to a level that most of the rest of the country does in terms of a per student level. So you've got, of course, still a majority Republican legislature there. It is such an important issue, but in the past they're not for taxes, and B, not really for putting a lot of money into education. So do you think this has any chance?
Yeah, I really, I know there's been, that kind of thing, but I do think there's been a change in the legislature. Really, it probably isn't all that visible, but I really do feel that there's been a more moderate position taken by the legislature, and particularly those from, you know, the class of 2006 and those coming in right around it. And I know the class of 2006, in my judgment, is a more moderate class on both sides. And I think that you're going to see the sentiment there is that, you know, our futures, you know, is in our schools today, and we need to invest in that future. And so I'm optimistic, quite frankly, that you know, the legislature would see this as an opportunity to, again, live up to our commitment. We have a constitutional obligation to provide a quality education for the citizens of Florida. So we meet that obligation, and again, as long as we could look at this as a short-term thing, I think it would also have, you know, it wouldn't be as difficult to sell as if it was something that was going to be permanently put in place.